Well, the Viking and the Tates, I'm looking at new, you know, so, you know, I'm trying to work something there. And, but there are some that are popping up on the used market, just like, you know, the Motorola stuff pops up on the used market. So some of that stuff is making its way out there. You know, the Viking 8000 is new. It's brand new. It's all-in-one, you know, multi-band, multi-protocol radio. But before it, they had the NX series. And the NX series could also do it with some caveats, right? And those are starting to pop a little bit. You know, they're still expensive, but they're starting to pop on eBay and things like that. Tate, again, same thing. I don't know of anything used in the 9900 series, but they've got 9800, 9700 series. But I'd have to do a lot of research there to see what, you know, Wally's had some experience buying used Tates, P25 Tates, and he's gotten some really, really good bargains on those. But I think in order to move into their multi-protocol radio, you're pretty much stuck looking at new. There's nothing yet new, or, you know, or nothing yet used in that realm.
So this is like the one-stop shop radio. You don't need multiple rigs in your vehicle. You're going to do dual band or tri-band and then do a DMR P25. Is that what it sounds like? Am I correct?